Should we do a countdown? Like an actual countdown? Five,
I feel like this is long enough,
four,
but
three, two, one. Let's go.
level up, level up, level up, level up, level up. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl,
where we promise we will not spoil Thor: Love and Thunder.
We're going to talk about it, but we are not going to spoil it. We're going to give you plenty of warnings. Yep. I am Mandy of Salem.
And I'm Karen of New Asgard.
Hello.
Hello. We are... Okay, so... In this timeline, it is July 17th, because we needed a couple of extra days. and this episode is coming out on July 29th. No, July 22nd.
I was going to say, that's a jump.
Sorry. Because normally when we're doing it, it's like the following week. So yeah. I got confused. All right. So in this timeline, it's July 17th. In your timeline, it is July 22nd. There we go.
Hello from the past.
I've already messed up the episode. We've just started.
The episode is ruined. Throw the whole thing in the trash.
The whole thing. Got to start all over. No. God, no.
All right, so we are going to do Thor kind of like we did Multiverse of Madness, where it's going to be our freestyle and it will be at the end after our spiel. So you can, if you don't want Thor Love and Thunder spoilers, then you can listen to the episode. And once you've heard our coupon codes, leave. Yes. Respectfully, leave.
We promise there will be plenty of spoiler alerts. We will not talk about Thor Love and Thunder in the main part of the episode. It will be at the very, very end, so that it will be your fault if you get spoilers. You cannot blame us.
It's not our fault.
Nope.
All right. You have a fictional Oh, wait, no.
I do. However, we're going to start.
I need to move these in my notes. That's what it is I have fictional boyfriend first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to start with... This Week in Fangirling.
Yay!
All right, so this week, or I guess, yeah, it is this week. I watched the last two episodes of Ms. Marvel.
Yay!
Because I hadn't last time we recorded.
So the very first second, spoilers.
Spoilers
of course,
for Ms.
You know
Marvel.
This now. You
All
know this
of Ms.
by
Marvel.
Now. We
spoilers
talk about it every
Ms.
week.
Marvel. Yes.
The first 5 seconds after it shows, like it shows the wreckage of Bruno's apartment and then it pans out. I like screamed Atlanta because it was like, I know it takes place up north, but it is not, that scene was not, that was my skyline. And I started screaming because I got really excited. There's this building that is very notable, like very recognizable in Atlanta. And I think it's a myth, but a lot of people said that that's where Elton John's penthouse is. And so to me, it's the Elton John building. It doesn't really have a name. It's got an address. The Elton John building is in the background.
I love that.
I think his apartment's in Bughead and that building is in downtown. So
that's
anyways, I was very excited.
So that was episodes. That was episode 6.
Right.
In episode 5, we get to see Aisha. Who I'm in love with. I love her so much.
Yeah.
From the second, she sees Hassan, I wrote down, hello, yes, I immediately shipped these two together. And I was so happy. They were just, it was so great. And
it was really beautiful.
Kamala was the Trail of Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I got something right.
Yeah.
I never get these theories right. I make up off-the-wall things all the time. Like when Spider-Man No Way Home was going to come out and everybody was like, they've clearly edited two people out of this scene in the trailer. And everybody was like, it's going to be the two Spider-Men. And I was like, no, it's going to be like Spider-Gwen and Miles Morales, just to be contrarian.
No. I love it.
I refuse. I don't have a lot to say about episode 5. I ship Aisha and Hassan. I cackled when Muniba was like, what is it, like spyware for parents? And I was
Yeah,
so
pretty
funny.
much.
So funny. And then the last thing that I wrote down is that I love that her, like, symbol comes from her name.
Yeah.
That made me so happy. It was
I
just
know,
such
I
a
started,
cute little detail.
I did start yelling with the suit, or with the symbol, because she got a suit in episode 6. She has a suit from her mom.
Her mom from Pakistan.
Like, yeah.
And the way that she, you can see how much more confident she is in that
outfit.
Yeah, when
she gets a real suit, yeah.
Like, she's actually, like, herself.
And she expected her mom to lose it, you know? Mm-hmm. But no, your mom made you a suit.
I saw a theory that, I think I sent you the TikTok where Muniba also has powers.
Yeah.
Like, she has, like, super speed because she was so quickly able to pack up those leftovers for Bruno. The other one was, like, she was so quickly able to get to, or she was so quickly able to sew up those two Hulk costumes. And then her and Senna being able to get to Kamala after she, like, came back from Partition Era or whatever.
Right.
And then also, was there something else? I can't remember.
But making just, this suit.
Making her suit, yeah. And I was just...
And getting downtown whenever they, in episode 6, when I forget her name, goes on TikTok and says, hey... Or Instagram Live whatever. Hey, we're surrounded. We're a bunch of kids, and damage control is outside attacking us. They got there very quickly for that too.
I loved it. Let's see.
I liked Nakia's comment. This is a mosque in America. Everyone is watching us because they're like, "This is a holy place," and she's like, "I should be safe here."
Yeah.
No, this is a mosque.
So I both laughed and also was really upset that when damage control came in, they all had their IDs ready.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of played for humor, but it's also, like, so realistic that it makes me so angry.
It's what they're used to.
And the fucking disrespect of the damage control agents just, like, barging in and doing all of this crap. It made me so angry.
It's kind of jumping to the end, but when our guy we love to hate from Spider-Man is actually somewhat on our side when he calls and he's like, this is a bunch of children. You did exactly what I said not to do. You are fired.
Yeah.
Because this lady was on a power trip, basically.
Yep. Okay. Hayward.
Yeah. Like, wow.
Yeah. Seriously. I skipped over it, but when Kamala's going to find Bruno and Kamran, or, like, was going to go help them or whatnot, she's using her powers and she stops at the red light.
Yeah.
She's observing the rules.
And she's, like, stamping her foot, like, come on.
She's like, okay. And then it turns green and she goes. And I just thought that was so funny to put in.
How about Nakia hiding her boyfriend in the...
Her boyfriend?
In the mosque.
Huh? Boyfriend? Or, like, boyfriend. I don't remember this guy at all. Like,
I don't either, but
I don't know.
He was there being hidden. For what other reason would she just be hiding this rando?
Well, I was under the impression that they, like, did it on purpose as, like, to throw damage control off for her to be like, let me hide this
random guy.
I don't know.
Agreed to it. I don't know.
He seemed very excited about being called her boyfriend, too.
I don't know.
So, I need more details.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to rewatch and see if he shows up somewhere earlier.
I've got boyfriend in quotes, but, like...
Who knows?
Is that a boyfriend, Nakia?
I have questions, Nakia.
I have questions.
I laughed so hard when the Sheikh Abdullah... Abdullah? Is that... I don't know how to say it. But the Sheikh, he gives Kamran and Bruno hats. I was like, that is the most MCU disguise ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And he looks at him like, okay.
It's perfect.
Like, this is good. Yeah.
And then their little standoff where they're like, she's like, what are you wearing? And they're like, what are you wearing?
Yeah. Like,
okay. I love them. They're so funny.
I guess I was confused at the end of 5 because I thought that And I'm terrible with any of their names, not pronunciation, just remembering what their names are. Cameron's mom, I
Yes.
thought that I didn't think she like went in knowing she was going to die. I thought she put all of their collective energy in him.
Yeah. I felt like it was like she was trying to make it seem like she died, but she like yeah, she like secretly did something where they're like kind of like a Horcrux style thing
Yeah, because
where like
everybody's saying she's dead, and it's like,
I
you
feel
mean to
like
tell me that she willingly left him, but then all of a sudden she's selfish? No, I thought that, or selfless. I
yeah.
thought that it was a selfish choice that she made, not a selfless choice.
Yeah, I didn't feel like she was doing it for like him. It felt very much like she was like, "Oh, I've lost in this moment. Let me do something
Yeah,
in order to."
for us to win,
Yeah.
or us to
So,
save our world.
So, yeah. I agree. I agree.
That was weird. Talk about that X-Men music they played for just a half a second.
I have mixed feelings. People are very excited that the mutants have been introduced into the MCU, like
I am
low-key
too.
introduced.
I love the
I
X-Men.
love the X-Men. I love the mutants. But I also love the Inhumans. I
Yeah.
loved Chloe Bennett as Daisy Johnson, and I don't know how you can bring Quake back if not as an Inhuman, and to change Kamala's origin from Inhuman to mutant means that they're like completely ignoring them. And I mean, I understand like the Inhumans show was crap. It was
Yeah.
not good. And people don't really get it, and that's fine. I mean, I think it makes sense logically to introduce the mutants at this point because everybody knows who the mutants are,
Yeah.
and changing Kamala's story, it made sense.
Other things, which we're not going to say, other things have been hinting at the X-Men too.
Right.
So.
So, I mean, yes, I get it. I'm just sad because I really want Chloe Bennett to come back.
We just have to have faith.
I really personally enjoyed the Inhumans storyline in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., not so much the Inhumans show. So I would like to see that brought back into the main timeline.
Yeah.
But, you know, they took 10 years to get to Endgame. We've got time.
We can trust in
I trust the
Feegan.
process. I will trust the
Feige, not Feige,
process.
Feigen. Favreau, we can trust in them. They've told
I
us.
will trust in the process.
Yeah.
But yeah, so because we see Kamala come into her powers due to an external thing, aka the bangle, as a mutant, can we also assume Wanda is a mutant? Her
Yeah.
latent power was from the mind, brought out by the Mind Stone. We've got Monica Rambeau, whose latent power is brought out by the Hex. We've got Carol Danvers, whose latent powers come from the Space Stone. We've already, if we're looking at Kamala as a mutant, I
I mean,
feel
Wanda is
like
supposed to be. I
Wanda,
don't know. I
yeah.
don't know how they're going to make that jump based on where we left, without giving away spoilers, based on where we left off in Multiverse of Madness. I, as just a viewer, can't see how we're going to go from here to mutants, but she's supposed to be.
But, I mean, have they had any, like, blood work done? And especially since Bruno said that Kamala's blood work showed that she had a mutation that was made her different from her family. We don't have Wanda's blood work in relation to her family.
Right.
We don't have Monica's blood work in relation to her family. We don't have Carol's blood work in relation to
Right.
the family. So theoretically, they could be the mutants. We just have no way of proving it, quote
Proving it or
unquote.
knowing it.
Because Kamala's the first mutant. We're assuming mutant. Kamala's the first mutant that we see that has a family whose blood is similar to hers, but she's the one with the mutation. So
also it makes you wonder how Bruno got all of their blood.
Well, because remember, Bruno specifically said that, what's her brother's name? Her brother wanted to know if he could also have those powers.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, gotcha. Probably not, like, her whole family, maybe just her brother, but that's, right, I feel like that's still more than we have with any of the others.
And DNA is closer with siblings than anybody, even if it's not, obviously, it's not exactly the same, unless you're a multiple. Yep.
Multiple. I wrote something. Okay, so when they're in the school and they're drawing up their plan, she's literally drawing up the plan. How much time did they spend drawing?
I saw the same thing. Like, girl,
I was like, you are, I mean, first of all, kudos to you. Very artistic.
Yeah.
Very cool. But why are you spending so much time?
This is a major time waster, honey.
Like, why are you drawing right now? This
like
makes
we
no
can't
sense.
Make fun of the Avengers anymore for posing in New York City if we can't if we don't also make fun of Kamala for
literally drawing out their plan.
Yeah.
And then they
have
to
you
like,
just leave them a map. You leave
I was
going
to say then you'd have
map.
To erase it because like, if they come in and see that,
then they're like, "Oh. Okay, well, gotcha.
Maybe we shouldn't go that way." I don't know about you, but I lost my mind when she said in Biggin. I lost my mind because that is her iconic thing from the comics. And the fact that they actually included it in the show after changing her powers was just like so cool. I was like I like started crying. It was ridiculous, but I was very excited about it. And then I also sobbed my eyes out when you see like the community members come to protect her, but the cops
they turn
stand
around.
Up. Yes.
And they're like, "Nah."
I was like, oh.
If only that would happen in real
life. That shit doesn't happen in real life. So it was really, really exciting. And then the TikTok sequence afterwards was that one of the ladies was from the beginning of the show, right? Muniba's friend, when she was like, it's going to be really difficult for her to find a husband. I can't remember. That's why
my brain doesn't function like that.
Because in the TikTok sequence, one of the TikTokers says that. She's like, it's going to be really hard for her to find a husband. And I could have sworn in my mind, I was like, is that Muniba's friend from the beginning who was like, it's going to be hard for her
Maybe.
To find a husband?
Maybe.
Which I thought, if that was, I have to rewatch it because my memory is terrible. But if it is, that's hilarious. Because she's basically talking about the same person. And also, why are you so concerned about a...
Because she's an auntie.
Superhero. That's true. That's true. She's an auntie. I thought that was funny. The absolute pure joy. The pure joy on Kamala's face when she found out that she shared a name with Carol Danvers.
I know. Her whole, she just sits up like...
She was just, like, so happy. I was like, aw.
I love her dad.
I do, too. He's a good dad.
Yeah, he is.
He's so sweet.
Yeah. Just he sweet angel, so sweet. Baby.
Okay. Before we get into the post-credit scene, when they're driving off in the car, and she's like, get in, losers, we're getting shawarma.
Listen. Okay. There's a moment.
The way I died.
There's a moment where Nakia kind of like exaggeratedly tiptoes away and I'm like, oh, the kiss, she's going to kiss Bruno.
I saw that and I was like, she just stole his keys.
Yeah. No, I was certain we were getting a kiss, but no.
I've seen something from Marvel and I think they didn't realize this when they did it. But they were advertising I think it's something to do with Marvel Unlimited for the comics. And they unintentionally spoiled something, in terms of Kamala's story. So now I'm just like, okay, when is that going to happen?
Right. I felt bad for him when he walks in and she's like, looks like she's about to kiss Cameron. I was like,
yeah,
Bruno, I'm so sorry.
Poor Bruno.
I wish she wasn't blind, Bruno. Always. Listen, 99% of fandoms, if there is the boy from home that loved her before she got the cool powers or whatever, I am on his side. Like 99% of the time, I want her to go back to that guy.
I do love like the best friend
the best
friend to lovers. I do love that. It's very, it's just,
yeah.
Because he was there before all the hype.
He loved you before you had electricity or, you know.
Right. So yeah, no, I totally get that. Okay. So post credit scene.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
I'm just kidding.
Maggie, don't you lie to me. The way I screamed so loudly that my child came running into the room and she's like, what's wrong? And I was just like hyperventilating. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Josh is like, she doesn't just look like that is Danvers. No, where's is Kamala?
Exactly. And I think that's how the Marvels happens. Because Carol looks around, she realizes where she's at, she realizes the implications of it, and she runs off like, oh shit, there's a teenager who was in my spot right now.
Yeah.
And so I think that's, and actually I saw something, I just tapped my laptop like I was tapping on you, like, I saw a portion of an interview from, I think one of the directors, that said that post-credit scene was directed by Nia DaCosta, who directed The Marvels.
Oh, okay.
And so, apparently they didn't know that that scene was going to be included into the episode. So, like, the Miss Marvel directors. And so when they finally saw it come together, they're like, oh.
I see.
Yeah. So that is a cool way for them to connect the TV to movies. Because it's very clear that Carol is there and is like, wait, what's happening? I need to go save this kid.
What's happening and why? Yeah.
Her hair. Oh my God. It looks so good.
I know. I was not a fan of the short hair.
Me either.
But me either. The long with the braid. Oh, the braid. I love
it so much. I love it so much.
And see,
people
gave all that slack. People didn't like Captain Marvel. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? You're out of your mind. Just, like, it was epic to me. I left it, like, ready to kick a house over.
I loved Ms. Marvel, or Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. I love Captain
that
Marvel.
That scene where they're playing I'm Just a Girl, and she's literally, like, just mowing everyone down. It's like, all right.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yes, girl power.
I have to say, when that scene first, the post-credit scene happened, my first reaction was, why would they include this in it now? Because my thought went right back to the comics, because when Kamala gets her powers for the first time, in the comics, she's able to, like, transform into anybody else. And so when she gets her powers for the first time, she turns into Carol Danvers because she's so uncomfortable in her own body, in her own identity, and she sees Carol as, like, this ideal. So she turns into Carol. And so I was like, why would they include this at the end of the series when she's already accepted herself? She doesn't have that insecurity. And then I looked at it and I was like, holy shit, that's actually Carol. Yeah, that's not Kamala. That's actually Carol. And I was like, okay, I love that way better.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to see them together. I cannot wait.
The first time they, like, meet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Did I send you that TikTok or did you send me the TikTok where Iman Vellani is talking about, like, the first time she met people, like the first time she met Tom Holland and the first time
she met Tom Hiddleston.
Oh my God. She like just collapsed. She's like, I'm just dead.
Same. I was just,
like, Mandy, it's you. She's
function?
You.
Yeah. How do you function in the presence of Tom Hiddleston?
Oh my goodness. I don't care what anybody says. Ms. Marvel has shot to the top of my list. Like, it was so good.
I still like Loki better because it was more visually appealing, but...
Well, You're biased.
That I'm very, very, very biased.
We've talked about it. Excellent. Like, Loki was underwhelming to me.
Oh, that scene where he like lifts an entire building just by like going, love that, but man.
I just, Ms. Marvel, it's
so good, stunning. So relatable.
It's so relatable. It's so raw. It's so real. It's so like, it's showing
diverse.
Yes.
Bringing a new more diversity. Of people, yeah.
You know, like, hey, you can be a superhero too.
Yeah.
It's not just the straight white men. Mm-hmm. So I loved it. Loved every minute of it. Very happy. So as we said, we're going to talk about Thor: Love and Thunder at the very, very end. So we will not be talking about that now. We have both seen it. Just wait until the end of the episode and that's where it will be. So this week I started reading The Cruel Prince. I have not gotten very far into it. I read the first.
Love him.
It's not actually. God. I don't think it's the first chapter. I think it's like a prologue.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what? This just is going to be keep so with intense. It because
I was like, when I read that first, like the prologue, I was like, is this going to be for me? But everybody says it's so good.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny. For me, I thought it was funny. I read the prologue and it was like, holy crap, that was a lot of action. And then the first chapter is like one sentence.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm going to like this.
There's one, and you'll know it when you get to it. A piece of paper it might've been a journal or something is found. And what that piece of paper says just takes a dagger straight through your heart and twists it. And you're just like, Oh my God.
Okay.
No, in the best way. In the best way.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good. Holly Black is a very talented author, and the way that she writes is kind of different, but very, very
good. I'm liking it so far. I'm not very far into it, but I've also been like in pain all week. So
yeah, Karen's been suffering on us.
I've been like laid up in bed all week, guys, because my back has not been happy. I
just decided it was going to go out of commission.
It was. I tried and I have a really high pain tolerance. So it was like really bad.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting up by the grace of drugs right now. And by drugs, I just mean naproxen. So I'm not like on heavy drugs, guys.
Yeah.
But I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, I've started The Cruel Prince. I haven't gotten very far. I've actually been reading a lot of comics recently. Yeah. For some reason, I decided, I think it was last weekend before I was out of commission, I decided that I was going to take my daughter to the library. And so she picked out a couple books. I went into the YA section because why not? That's where most of the stuff I read is. And that's where they had the graphic novels. And so I went in and I literally went and just grabbed every single trade paperback that they had for Silk and was like, these are mine now. I will be back in like a week.
With me.
These are coming home. And so I've been reading a lot of comics recently and it's been fun, and it will relate to the next segment.
Okay.
But yeah, I can't think of anything else that I've been doing recently. That's pretty much my week.
Okay.
How about you?
I finished The Daughter of the Siren Queen. It was very good, but it's a bit of a spoiler. It's not a major plot spoiler, but I have a trigger warning, because I immediately text my best friend here because she is one that cannot do this thing. And then an hour or so later, I was like, oh wait, so Daughter of the Siren Queen spoilers for the next 30 seconds. There's a scene where suddenly out of nowhere, a child is shot in the head. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, like your heart stops and you're like, oh my God, oh my God, she's actually grazed in the head. It tells you like after the fight, you find out she's grazed in the head. She didn't die. She needs stitches. So if that is something that child death is something that is triggering to you, the death does not happen, but it makes you think that it did, but never fear. the child is fine. She's like a 6-year-old.
Good to know.
And it's like somebody's having a conversation and the little girl comes up and joins, and then there's a gunshot and it's like, and the little girl goes down and it knocks her out. Like it scares her and it knocks her out, but she's okay. She's fine. At the very end, you find out she's completely okay. So I wanted to give that trigger warning just in case.
Good to know.
otherwise it was very good. I watched 2 like old movies this week. I don't know why. So I watched You've Got Mail.
Wait, I did too.
Really?
For the first time, actually.
For the first time?
For the first time. So it was Beth's turn to pick for a movie. And I literally, as you were talking, I just remembered it. And then you said the movie that I watched. Yeah. No, Beth's turn to pick for movie night. And she was like, this is my comfort movie. I just need it.
Yeah, it's one of mine.
And so we watched it. That's so funny.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in years, but like my mother, my sister and I, if we are together in any, if it's all three of us, if it's me and my mom, it's my mom and my sister, me and my sister, there will be at least one You've Got Mail quote thrown out. Like, this is like a movie that I watched 1,000 times growing up. It's been a while since I've seen it. And I was scrolling through Netflix trying to find something to go to. Normally I don't like to sleep with a TV on, but I wasn't tired. So I was looking for something to just watch until I fell asleep. And I saw You've Got Mail and I was like, bouquets of sharpened pencils. That's what I need. And so I watched it. I love it. Our favorite one is anytime we're looking for anything in our bag, it's where are my TikToks?
I really enjoyed it. I didn't know that I needed to see Tom Hanks as a jerk. It was kind of discombobulating, but I enjoyed it. I liked it. And Beth and I talk on the phone when we're watching these movies. And so I was like, at the beginning, I was like, oh, I can see where this is going. It's pretty obvious where this is going, but it was really enjoyable.
Yeah. My mom, probably 5 or 6 years ago, she and my stepdad, went to New York City just on a vacation. And one of the days they went to like all of the locations from You've Got Mail. And she brought me a sugar packet from the restaurant where Dave Chappelle and Joe, he's supposed to meet Shop Girl. And he's like, if you don't like Kathleen Kelly, you ain't gonna like this. So they ate there and she brought me a sugar packet with their little logo on it that I have like on my vanity. Yeah. Yeah. So we are like You've Got Mail people.
I love that.
And then I also watched Marie Antoinette, like the Kirsten Dunst version. Oh, it's
Kirsten Dunst, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
It was like, it's weird because it's a visually stunning movie, even given the fact that it was recorded, you know, 20 years ago, probably now. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's literally like they were given free run of Versailles.
Oh, wow.
You can take a freaking Polaroid and glue those together to make a movie and it's going to be beautiful because, you know, it's Versailles.
Yeah.
The music is excellent. The set design, you know, is Versailles. But it's like they forgot that they had to have a script. So there's very little. It's not like a musical where it's like there's little spoken word. Nobody sings, but it's just like they don't really talk a lot either. It was weird.
Interesting.
But it was good. It wasn't so weird that I turned it off.
Right.
So, and it's got a lot of like names that I didn't know were in it. Like it's got Kirsten Dunst, obviously, but it's got Tom Hardy in it. It's got, oh my gosh, hold on. I'm going to have to play you're going to have to play your new Jeopardy music. there were a lot that I was like, this is someone that I never would have known was in this.
I never would have thought Tom Hardy would be in it. Like those 2 things don't compute.
Jason Schwartzman plays King Louis. Rose Byrne, Jamie Dornan. It's like, I had no idea. And they're all like baby faced, of course.
Oh my gosh.
Josh walked through at one point and I was like, that's King Louis. Do you know what happens to him? And he's like, no. And I was like, oh, should we honor our treaty, King Louis head? And it talks about like how they are helping the Americans, even though they are, you know, hurt, like the French people are starving.
Right.
So then it's like, damn you, Hamilton. How dare you talk us out of helping the French now when they've starved to help us.
Right.
Yeah. So tell me more. I'm reading an arc called Spells for Lost Things. It is about a girl who has wanderlust and a boy who is in foster care, and they both end up in Salem, Massachusetts, which is why I'm in Salem this week. And things kind of go awry. You know, I don't really know how much I can say because it's an arc,
right?
But it's very cute so far. It's like a teen,
yeah,
level book. I started working on my second book because I just had an idea and ran with it. I'm at 7,000 words, I think, at this point. And then I spent most of this weekend building a frame for my TV and doing a gallery wall. And that was all day yesterday and half of the day today. Eventually, once I paint, I'll have pictures that I can share. It's just a mess right now.
It looks good so far.
Thank you. Yeah, Karen has seen it, but
I like it.
It was a labor of love. And that was my week.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot about you've got mail. I'm glad that you also watched it because it reminded me that I did too. That's crazy. That's crazy. I'm just double checking now because I'm like, did I watch anything else? No, I did not. I watched the little I don't know if you watched them, but the little making of documentaries on Disney Plus for each of the Marvel projects that have come out in Phase 4.
I haven't watched that yet.
They did one for Multiverse of Madness, which was fun. I always like seeing Elizabeth Olsen on my screen, so
yeah. Can't complain.
And she's just so cute.
She's always precious.
I just love her. But yeah, I didn't really do much else either. Okay.
You got a fictional boyfriend?
I do. It's Peter Parker.
Love him.
But from the comic books.
Yeah.
So they're comics, so I don't know if it's a spoiler or not. They've been around for decades.
Yeah.
I think the run that I'm reading, so I'm reading the Silk 2016 run, so it's been quite a few years, so it doesn't count as spoilers. But in this universe, Peter Parker owns a corporation, and he's trying to do good. He hires ex-felons because they can't get jobs anywhere, and they're just trying to, you know, get their lives together, but they can't because they have this felony record. And so Peter hires them and gives them, you know, a second chance. And I'm just I love that. And also there's a thing with him and Cindy Moon, who is Silk, and I'm just I would love to see that on screen because it's very cute.
That is a very Peter Parker thing. It is
Peter Parker. That's what, that's what May was doing, you know, in No Way Home.
Yeah.
And so clearly he takes after her. At least this comic book version of him takes after this movie version of her.
I have such a tie to the movie version of her for obvious reasons. The aunt raising a child she didn't give birth to.
Of course. So, of course.
God, I love her.
Yeah.
She's so relatable to me.
she's wonderful. Yeah, so Peter Parker from the 2016 Silk run of the comics. Very specific. I'm sure he's similar throughout the comics and just in general, but very specifically this Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Because there's so many nowadays.
Mine is Loki, because I went into Thor decked out in Loki gear. I had a Loki blanket. I had a Loki lounge fly. I had a t-shirt. The whole thing. I can't wear. What else do I wear to a Thor movie?
I posted on Instagram. If you don't Loki bound to go see Thor Love and Thunder, are you even Mandy's best friend?
Nope. I appreciate that.
That's exactly what I did. I wore my Loki-themed dress. I had the backpack. I had my Loki ring on. I was ready.
Love, 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 love.
I wanted to say something about the movie, and I can't because we're doing that later. I will bring that up later.
Where did your money go this week?
I got so many packages. Literally, as soon as we finished recording, I went out and there were like three giant packages last week. And then the following day, I got like three little packages.
Oh my God.
And I forgot who I was texting, but they're like, oh, so they're delivering to you by size now. And I was like, apparently, because that's what happened. Okay. So
rapid fire, show me.
Well, first, I got a little, the Funko sodas. I got
Aww.
Bucky. I bought four of these because there's a Chase version and all of them are the regular. So I'm very sad about that. But I will find him. But he's so cute.
Yes, you will. He is cute.
And then I got my little Cersei Funko keychain. I ordered this forever ago and they just like shipped. I got... It's a turning
oh, the
red
bowls.
Bowl set. So it's two bowls that like stack on top of each other. And they're very cute. So it's turning red themed. The bottom bowl is just like purple with like little different graphics. And then the top bowl looks like Panda Mae's head.
Cute.
Very cute. I got, oh no, I don't know how to put this down. I got a hard copy of The Astonishing Color of After by Emily XR Pan. I was so excited about this. I texted Mandy about it. The
really
hardcover
pretty.
Of this book is no longer in print. The only versions that you can find on the internet are either a Library Brown version or the Book of the Month version, which has like a little Book of the Month symbol. And I just really wanted like the original because I'm ridiculous like that. And I found one and I'm very
Yay!
Excited about it. Okay, I'm gonna try and find a spot to put these down. Oh, jeez. I got my novelty chest for June? June.
Yeah.
This June. Vicious Grace by, is it Emily? I don't know how to say her last name. Teed? Theed? Theedy?
Theedy?
Theedy? I don't know.
I don't know.
But it's very pretty. I really like the lemons on the...
Yeah.
On the sprayed edges.
It is really cute.
I need to move... Bucky and Cersei, because they're in my way. Bucky's never in my way. He's going to go over there. I got my June Fairy Loot box, finally. Finally.
Yay!
It took so long. I opened it, and I was so happy. I guess spoilers if you get Fairy Loot and haven't gotten your June box, but there's two books, and that was really, really exciting.
I know. It was killing me not to tell you.
I was so, so excited. It was killing me because I am part of, like, the buy-sell trade group, and... People kept posting, like, spoilers, and so I knew what the book was. I knew that there was a second book, but I didn't know what anything else was or any of, like... So I, like, scrolled as much as I could, but I
How
did get spoiled.
How freaking gorgeous
a
is the blue book? I'm not going to say the name, but isn't
it's
it beautiful?
So beautiful. It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's gorgeous. I love it so much. Okay. Still going. I got my... Did I get these this week? The original characters from Here Comes the Nerd.
Yeah.
We've got Strella, Midi, and
last
Chica.
Week, but they're very
I can't
cute.
Remember, but they're very cute. I think I talked about them last week, and I
they
had
were out
ordered.
For delivery
something
or something.
Like that.
Yeah.
But Joanna also sent me. She went to AnimeCon recently, and she said that she walked by and she saw the sticker and she had to get it for me. And it's this cute little Scarlet
oh,
Witch, and
my
I was just
God.
Like, oh, it's so cute. I was like, what is this? What? You didn't draw this. And I texted her to her. She's like, you had to have it. I'm like, I did. Thank you so much. So that was very exciting. And then Amazon has buy two, get one 50% off.
Hey, why can't they just say buy one, get one half
right?
off?
It doesn't make sense to me. But anyways, so I got four books because
same.
Obviously I had to. So I got... Finale, which is the last book I needed in the Car of All series by Stephanie Garber. I almost said Stephanie Meyer. Oh my God. I got The Dead Romantics.
Yay.
And Daughter of the Pirate Queen. And
yes.
Daughter of the Siren
They're
Queen.
They're very quick reads. You'll blast through those.
Very excited about them. I just have to get through like the 50 other things that I'm reading at this moment in time.
Let me piss you off though and open Siren Queen and look at the map.
Oh, I saw your TikTok.
They printed this, like, the praise for the book right over the map, and
I don't
it's
understand.
Awful.
Why would you do that?
It's awful.
Why?
That's criminal.
Why that? It is. It's very
I
rude.
Opened it and screamed. I was like, what?
Who does that?
What am I looking at?
Who does that? My God. Okay. Oh, what is that? It flew at me. Oh. I got a limited release Wanda pin from Multiverse of Madness via Shop Disney.
Cute.
It's very cute. I got, this is a utensil set from Turning Red. I already have one of the reusable utensil sets, but this one comes with chopsticks. And
of course it does.
Of course it does. And I don't have a set that comes with chopsticks, even though I have a gazillion chopsticks I could just put in my set. But like, it's themed. This one's very cute. It's cute. It's got a spoon, fork, chopsticks, and this one doesn't have a knife though. Why are no sets complete? This is rude.
Right.
and a straw with the straw cleaner. And it comes in a little cute pouch. I have so many things. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
What is this?
I don't have a lot of things, so.
I have so many things. I'm trying to get through it really quick. So, I don't know if you've seen the, new collection that Shop Disney is doing this year. It's the Mickey Mouse main attraction.
Yes.
To go with the Minnie Mouse one they did in 2020. And so I got the May release. The backpack I've already put away, but I've got the ears, which are, it's Tiki Room. So it's very cute.
Oh my God. Josh would die. He loves Tiki Room.
It's got, so there's a lounge light. There is the ears, which are very cute. There is this really cool key.
Oh, that is really cool.
It's very cute. The whole collection every month has a different theme. And these are all the things that come with it. So there's a key and then there's a pin, which you can't really see because they stuck the barcode right over it.
Oh my God.
Which is so dumb. But there's a pin. And then they also have, I think it's a plushie that they also have, but I don't collect. And so there's that. So I got those this week. I also got something for Heather, but she already knows it's coming. And then lastly, I got this little Wanda and Agatha.
Oh.
It's hard to see with the light.
Why does it call her? Oh, it's because she called herself Agnes.
Oh, Agnes. Wanda and Agnes in the 1980s. This is before she's revealed as Agatha.
It's right. I was twins. Like, wait a second.
Yeah. That's why I said that. Agatha and I didn't realize it said Agnes.
I know. And my brain just forgot she ever called herself Agnes.
So it's the scene where they're with the twins and Vision's starting to realize like something's not right here.
Right.
And so it's very cute. They've done one for every decade so far. I have two on pre-order that are from the 2000s, but they skipped the 90s for some reason. So, I don't know.
That's weird. But,
which is crazy, because that's when I grew up.
Yeah, same.
But anyways, that is everything. So many things. Yay! I've also got a bunch of books from the library that I have checked out, but those aren't things that I bought, so. But yeah, I have a ton of books that I'm currently checked out from the library, like a crazy person.
All right, your turn. I don't have a lot because I don't really know. I didn't do a lot. Oh, okay. So I do for Prime Day. I ordered things like luggage.
Oh yeah.
And packing cubes and a air purifier.
Yeah.
Things that nobody cares about. So I did buy things and they did arrive, but I also took advantage of the buy one get one half off sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I got four books. I got Hook, Line, and Sinker, and it happened last summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're by Tessa Bailey. I got the second book in the Hawthorne Legacy, the Inheritance mm-hmm. Games series. And then I got Love in Other Words by Christina Lauren. I think that's a duo, and I think they wrote The Unhoneymooners. I can't see it, but
sounds about right.
So I ordered those and then, my husband ordered me something. I woke up the other day to like start working and he's like, oh, by the way, I bought you this. So it's the Funko Shop exclusive or Funko.com exclusive Belle. She's got a limited edition pin in there with her and she's got
cute.
Like her dress is gold. She looks kind of like a trophy.
I'm so waiting for them to release the Mulan version. Cause they're going through all the princesses. Obviously, haven't gotten to Mulan yet. It's fine.
Yeah. Looks like so far they have Aurora, Ariel, Jasmine, and Tiana on the back.
Very cute.
You know, she's my girl.
Yep.
And then I didn't buy these. My money didn't go anywhere. My husband bought me some AirPod Pro Maxes. And he, when he texted me, he was like, they're green, like a soft Loki green. And it just made me laugh that like he described it as a soft Loki green. next week I'll have these paired and all ready with my laptop. I just was running late. So
very exciting. Very, I like them. I like them a lot.
And then yeah, yesterday I spent the morning going to like estate sales and Goodwill and Lowe's to buy stuff to redo a gallery wall. I'm going for like a basically Downton Abbey meets the Great Hall of Hogwarts. Like okay. I want just a hodgepodge of art, but I want it to be like gold frames.
That makes sense.
So the Downton is the gold, but like I took a video when we went to Universal a couple of weeks ago and I was just like, this is what I want the living room to look like, and it was in the Great Hall. So yeah, and then like I bought our hotel for, or our Airbnb for when we go to Gettysburg.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks.
Oh, I bought my tickets for Into the Woods when I go to New York next month.
Do I want to ask about the Pippa Sue? Are you going to go see her?
Yeah.
Is it Into the Woods that she's in?
It's Into the Woods.
Okay.
I was like, I'm confused. Is there a separate thing?
I couldn't remember what she was in.
Yeah, it's Into the Woods. It's the last performance of the 8 week run.
I'm so glad.
I'm so excited. We're in like the very back of the balcony.
Doesn't matter. You're in the room where it happens.
I'm going to be in the room. I already told Angie, I'm like, we are going to wait at the stage door. I need to meet Pippa Sue.
Yeah.
I have to. Please. Yeah. And she's like, yeah. And she's so funny. She was like, we'll go to, like, there's this bookstore that's really great. And I'm like, can we please go to the drama bookstore? Just to say that we've been. I just really want to go. Lin-Manuel Miranda owns it. I have to go.
Yeah.
She's like, please. Yeah, of course. So that's what we'll be doing. But so I got tickets for that. I'm very excited. That's
exciting.
I also bought a bunch of random stuff on Prime Day that I forgot to mention, but that's just like smart lights.
Yeah.
I got a new Echo. I got two new Echo Dots. I got two smart plugs, a smart bulb.
It's addictive, man.
It is.
It's so addictive.
Yesterday, I made my mom take me to Target because I couldn't drive. Because there was a very specific lamp that I saw online that they would not deliver. And so I was like, we have to go because there's only one left and I refuse to not have it. Because it's got shelves. And anything with extra storage, I can show you. It's like right next to me. It's not like fancy like bookshelf shelves, but like...
It'll hold things.
Anything that will hold things. So it's got like,
oh, cool.
A shelf. There's three shelves and then there's the lampshade. And I was like, I specifically want this one because it's got shelves and also it doesn't come with a light bulb and I can plug in my smart bulb and tell the computer lady to turn on and on off the lights so that when it's bedtime, I only have to tell her. Is my whole goal in life is to be able to turn off the light from bed.
I can say a word good night, and she turns off the TV, turns on the ceiling fan, turns off all of our lights in our bedroom, and turns on our little sound conditioner.
I love that.
So she'll say good night.
My TV is not on a smart. Is not a smart TV. Is not on a smart plug or anything. So
you can get a cube for it.
Cube.
Fire TV cube. Yeah.
Oh,
I do love it. It can make any TV. Within reason.
Within but reason. It is very addicting having a computer lady being able to do things for me.
Because you're sitting in the kitchen and you're like up to your elbows in food and it's like, a word, can my dog have pineapple? And she's like, yeah.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me. And I told you about this already, but the listeners must know. I specifically got additional Echo Dots so that I could, from my bedroom, call my daughter from the kitchen to come inside instead of having to yell. And so I was like, testing it out because you can announce on all of your devices or whatnot. And so I did that. I was testing it out and I was announcing it. And then I get a text message from my friend. She's like, oh my God, dinner's ready. And I was like, oh shit. Did it announce to yours too? Because we are on the same Prime account. So apparently it does. And so I felt really bad. I felt really bad because it was 8 o'clock my time, but she's in Louisiana. So it was like 10 o'clock her time. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was going to do that.
Please forgive me.
So now I have figured out that I could just drop into the kitchen instead of announcing.
Yeah.
And that is much easier. But I was just, yeah. I felt so bad. I was like, oh no.
It's very, it makes it a lot. I mean, obviously I only share a Prime account with my husband and like right. none of our family. That yeah. like my mom will send me stuff to order for her. Uh-huh. But it's nice to be able to announce because we have one twin upstairs.
Right.
One in her room, Josh in our room. And it's like, just yeah. tell them all that dinner's ready.
Yep. Yep. I was texting my friend. I was like, I think it's time for me to get my own Prime account. I feel really bad. I think it's time. So yeah, that there's lots going on. I also ordered a new dresser and a desk that I'm going to put in because yeah. the using my dresser as a desk is not going as well as I expected it to go.
Yeah, you don't have anywhere to put your knees.
I keep knocking into it. Yeah. Well, yeah. a couple episodes ago, I knocked something down.
Yeah.
Which was terrifying. So, yes. So that was where all my money went.
Yeah.
I don't know how I have any money left.
I'm anticipating going to Gettysburg, traveling with my husband. We haven't done a lot of traveling for fun, like as far as flying goes, since yeah. COVID. So that'll be fun. And then I think we're going to go to the oldest continuously operating bookstore in America.
Cool.
I'm very excited about that. And then, as always, anticipating The Starlight and the Shadows.
Yay!
We are less than a month away from yes. everybody being able to read it.
I had a panic attack the other day because I was like, oh crap, it's coming up. And then I had to look at a calendar and be like, okay, wait, when are we scheduling Amber?
Yeah, we're going to have Amber on. I think she's already agreed to it. We just need to
yes, it's gonna get be,
a
yeah.
date.
We just have to figure out a date. I just had to, like, I was, because of the way we record, I was worried that we had run out of time, even though right. it's plenty of weeks out. I just, for right. some reason, panicked. And so yeah. when I looked at the calendar, I was like, okay, we have time. We have time.
We can do
first
this.
First week of August. We're okay. We're okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I am also looking forward to talking to Amber and Starlight in the Shadows coming out. I'm very excited about that.
Are you anticipating anything else? New York and Into the Woods aside?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just that, mostly. That's next month in August. That's going to be right after The Starlight and the Shadows comes out, too. So, it's going to be a good week for me.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else going on. I mean, as you know, I'm a big baseball fan, and the All-Star Week, like, starts now. And so, the Celebrity All-Star Game is tomorrow, or at least the broadcasting of it is. It actually happened yesterday. But Simu Liu is in the Celebrity All-Star Game.
I saw him pitch for something, but I don't know if it was that or if it was like the first pitch for somebody
else. Threw out the first pitch. Well, he's done a first pitch at San Francisco, which I was really mad about because I was supposed to be at that game and then I couldn't go. And then the second one, he just threw out the first pitch for a Blue Jays game up in Toronto because he's Canadian.
Yeah.
And so he posted, thanks for warming me up for the All-Star game or something. And I was like, that's yeah. so funny. So I'm excited to see that. I think last year it was Anthony Mackie. And I was aww. Like, I love this. I love the Celebrity All-Star game.
Good know why. Taste.
It's fun. And then I think there was somebody else this year. I saw Simu and then somebody else and I was like, oh, that's exciting. Well, Bryan Cranston's going to be there.
That's one I would not expect.
I did not expect that. I was like, that was pretty cool. I can't remember who else, but I saw the list and I was like, this is going to be fun. And then the All-Star game is on Tuesday, which I'm not that excited about. I'm not big on, like, All-Star games. Right. Because they're just, yeah, They're not really whatever. But yeah, it is. But I do, I like seeing all of that fun stuff. So, yeah, I don't have really much else that I'm anticipating. All right.
We have a spiel.
We do have a spiel. And then we will get into
Thor. My brother-in-law used to have a dog named Thor when the twins were really little and they didn't know what Thor was, so they called it Thorth. Thorth.
Oh, that's funny. All right, here we go. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening, and leave us a review because we love to read your reviews.
Yes, we do.
Please follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on Instagram and TikTok, at Incoherent Girls on Twitter, because Twitter has a character limit that we have exceeded, and we hate them for it.
Boo!
like our Facebook page, and visit our website, TheIncoherentFangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes, as well as read our blog, which has reviews that I just remembered right now that I did watch something else because I wrote a review on it. Which is fine. You can just go to the blog and read my review on this movie. what else? You can visit our YouTube channel, which you can also stream all of our episodes on. They are audio only because we will eventually be using YouTube for Patreon, which will include full video episodes as well as additional bonus content that we haven't decided what is yet, but we will have it eventually.
If you have any suggestions of things you'd like to be included in Patreon, hit that email.
Let us know. Yes, send us an email at theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com with all of your suggestions, any comments, questions, concerns. If you just want to say hi and tell us that you like us, that'd be nice too. We enjoy compliments.
Yes, we do.
We do.
A lot.
We need validation.
Little.
We're like Tinkerbell. Please give us attention.
Yes, 100%.
Is that all the stuffs? I think that's all the stuff.
I think that's all the stuff except for our besties.
Time for our internet besties. You can visit Here Comes the Nerd at herecomesthenerd.com. Use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first purchase.
Or you can go to onceuponabookclub.com and use Mandy10 for 10% off.
And if that's not enough books for you, you can go over to noveltychest.com. That's novel like a book, tea like the drink, chest.com. Use code FANGIRL5. And you'll get 5% off your monthly subscription.
And there is never enough books or tea. So head over to Grimoire. I always mess it up. Grimoire. GrimoireTees.com and use code Fangirl.
Grimoire Tea.
Grimoire.
You said teas.
Okay, sorry. GrimoireTea.com. I got ahead of myself. I know her website. GrimoireTea.com and use code FANGIRLTEA, FANGRLTEA, so there's no I, for 10% off your order.
Yay, we love our internet besties.
Yes, we do.
So much fun. I believe Novelty Chest just revealed the August book. It is going to be A Venom Dark and Sweet by Judy Eilin, which is the second book in the Book of Tea duology. And it's going to be very exciting. I love the fact that we got both books in the duology in 1 year. It makes me so happy.
Yeah. So don't make us wait.
Yes. So sign up. If you sign up now, you will get the August book. August book is available through August 15th. And what else do we got? Oh, you should prepare for Here Comes the Nerd's Memory Lane event, which is coming in August as well. She did an early round release reveal yesterday, so today is Sunday, it was yesterday. And it's all a secret, but I know what it all is, and you do not want to miss it, because it's super freaking cute, you guys. Super freaking cute. So be on the lookout for that. The reveal will be coming later in August.
Yep.
What else? Oh, Sam at Grimoire Tea also mentioned that she has some fun stuff coming up, too.
Very exciting.
And I think last week we said we were wishing her well for her surgery, and she is doing really well.
Good.
We're very happy for her. We're very excited that she is doing well and enjoying life. And anything else that we need to talk about?
I don't think so. That was the incoherent fangirl.
All right, stick around if you want to hear our thoughts on Thor: Love and
No?
Thunder. If not, this is your time
We
to
love
leave. We
you.
love you. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.
Are they gone?
Are they gone? Is it
This is your time to leave. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're
If
talking
you
Thor,
do
Love, and
not want
Thunder.
Thor: Love and Thunder spoilers ahead. Thor: Love and Thunder spoilers ahead. This
They
is your
start
last
now.
chance to
Leave,
leave.
leave, leave.
Okay, we're
Run. If
going.
you've got us playing through your speakers and you're in the bathroom, hurry.
Turn them
Run.
off. All right, let's get into it.
I
My
have a question.
yes.
What happened to the prosthetic eye?
The prosthetic guy. Yes, the prosthetic eye. That is a good question. I had that question when we saw the trailer.
Yeah.
What happened
I
to his
thought maybe they'd
prosthetic?
explain it,
They
but
did
they
not explain
didn't.
it. Did they just expect us to forget about it?
Josh was like, maybe the prosthetic eye changes to match once it's in your DNA for so long. I was like, I don't know. That feels like a stretch, but
Yeah. I feel like they owe us an explanation.
I feel like there was an explanation too.
Because that was my very first question when I saw the trailer. It's like, excuse me? Okay. So, first of all, I want to say that this movie was marketed as super gay, and I agree, it was super gay.
Yeah.
There
I
were
didn't know that it was
so
marketed at that
it
as
wasn't marketed. It was so there was a there's a clip of I believe it is before a London premiere where Taika, Tessa, and Natalie are on stage, and they like throw a audience question out, and the audience member asks, "How gay is this movie?" And Taika turns and he looks at the girls and he's like, "Do you guys want to handle that?" And Natalie Portman was just like, "It's so gay." And I was like, "All right,
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this going into it." And I will say there are some people who are like, it's supposed to be so gay, but it's not really. And I'm like, I feel like there's a lot of things about it that are very LGBT
Yeah.
in it. And you can see a lot of, like, we've got Meek, who was using he, him pronouns in Ragnarok, is now using she, her pronouns in
Yeah.
this movie. We've got Axel, who apparently was born as Astrid, now is using the name Axel, which I feel like is. Because Astrid is more of a feminine name,
Yeah.
Axel could possibly be both, but I feel like it's more of that. And to see
And then
Thor being like,
Korg.
Astrid? No, Axel. And
Yeah.
having that interaction is like, do not dead name somebody.
Yeah.
And then he finally like gets it.
And
So,
then Korg babies.
yes, Korg and his two fathers
Yeah.
and the Korg babies. I do have a question about that though. I have a couple questions. First of all, are all of the, I don't know what his race is, the Korg people, are they all male or what? Because he
Maybe
says that it's
two men
two
hold
men.
hands.
Yeah, so it makes it sound like
Yeah.
they're all male. However, in Thor Ragnarok, Korg does mention his mom. So does he have a mom and two
Maybe
dads? Did his mom transition?
they biologically come from two dads and then are raised by a mom. And maybe
Okay.
that does not mean that every Korg, for lack of
Right.
knowledge, doesn't mean that every Korg is male. I don't know. Interesting.
Or are they a throuple? Because that's also very
Maybe.
interesting. I
Yeah.
do like that idea. I don't know, but I very much like it. I love the confirmation of Valkyrie's queerness. I
Yeah.
love that
I love
because
that they call her King Valkyrie.
yes, I love that
That
so
was
much.
like, yes, ma'am.
Yes. I saw some, I guess, not controversy, but controversy for lack of a better word, where people were expecting King Valkyrie to find her queen in this movie, and I disagree. I feel like we
Yeah.
need Valkyrie to have her own moment. Like, we don't need
Yeah.
her to be a secondary storyline.
Right.
But I really love that they addressed her sexuality. I think that was very cool. And it's all done in such a way that it's just normal.
Like, yeah, these people, it's just not exist. A big, nothing needs to be a big deal. Yeah.
Right. It's
they
not
don't say,
like,
well, we call her King Valkyrie because she's tougher right. than a, but no, she's exactly. King Valkyrie.
Yeah. Because Asgard needed a king. She's yeah. King Valkyrie. Yeah. Deal with it. So I really enjoyed that. I just, can somebody explain to me Meek standing? Because in Ragnarok, wasn't she just like a little thing? And now she's like in a full suit and I don't understand. Did she grow? Did she
I'm
grow
trying
legs?
To remember who Meek is.
Meek is the, remember at the end of Ragnarok when Korg's holding that thing? And yeah. they're like, oh, Meek's dead. And then, like, she pops up and she's making sense. Like, because Thor was asking, like, where should we go next, Meek? Meek, where are you from?
Oh, yeah.
Like, worm-like thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. But in this movie, Meek was, like, in a full suit and, like, standing at, like, people height.
Huh. Maybe. Yeah.
Do they grow?
Maybe.
I'm fascinated by this. I just need to know. It changes nothing about the story. Yeah, I'm just fascinated by it.
I wrote down, or I typed, hate Christian Bale forever, but glad to see a bald-headed villain with a nose.
I saw a thing that said, I think it was just like a meme, where they were like, they wanted to go further with gore, but Voldemort already did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's hilarious. Good note, yeah. Mandy.
And then my next one is Heimdall's son being the one to bring the children home on the bridge. I
loved it. Oh, my heart. I do have a question though. Did he always have a son? Did we just not know he had a son?
Probably.
That just seems so out of left field. But I mean, yeah. I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
But man, can you talk about, like, absent father? Because he'd have to be stuck at the Bifrost opening all the time. Yeah. Right? That would suck. But I thought, yes.
Yeah, that one made me.
Have you seen the fact that most of those kids were, like, cast and crew kids?
Yeah, like, Love being
yes.
Hemsworth's daughter. That's my next note.
Yes, I love that.
I love.
Like, so young Thor was one of his sons.
Mm-hmm.
Love was his daughter, which mm-hmm. makes that ending so much better.
Yeah.
So much better. And then one of the Asgardian kids was his other son.
Yeah.
His wife was the wolf woman.
Doesn't surprise me because his wife was his kiss in one of the Thor movies. Because Portman wasn't on set.
Right.
And then you have all of these, you have freaking cameos. You've got Russell Crowe, Melissa McCarthy, Zach Galifianakis.
The way I screamed when Melissa McCarthy came out.
I know.
Like, oh my God.
I know. Josh and I were dying and the twins were like, what is going on?
I love her so much. I loved it. Oh my God. That makes me so happy.
And then I just wrote Valhalla in like all caps.
This means Jane and Heimdall are coming back, right? They're not going to show us that without bringing them back, right?
Because Josh said, because of the multiverse, Valhalla will be accessible.
I will riot if they do not come back.
Yeah.
Because do not show me that and give me hope and then not follow up on it. I would be so angry. I would storm Marvel Studios. Oh my gosh.
And then I wrote Greek gods and I said, I know that this is just trying to get us like revealing Hercules is just trying to get us to Beta Ray Bill, but I will be absolutely unhinged and unwell and just no one will want to talk to me if we get like, if they decide we're going to go a little bit further and bring you Hades. Oh. And I literally wrote, Hades. I will be so annoying. I will be the worst. I will be not okay in the best way. I will be unhinged.
Yep.
Because that was my shit growing up, was Greek gods.
Yeah. Greek myth has always been just like a staple of my childhood, I guess is the best way to explain it. And yeah, I agree. I agree. I will be so annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying.
And then I put, I don't know Brett Goldstein, but he's Hercules. I don't watch Ted Lasso, so.
I don't either, so.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. Yay, Hercules.
Yeah.
I thought there would be more, I guess, allusion to, like, the Eternals.
Yeah.
Moon Knight, Black Panther, with all of their gods being present.
So what bothers me lately, and I felt it with Multiverse of Madness, and I feel it with Thor Love and Thunder, is that for now, I'm coming off of Endgame and Infinity War, and where everything kind of is this cohesive story, and I don't feel that with Multiverse or Thor. I feel like...
So I've seen this a lot in the Marvel community right now, where people are like, Phase 4 just feels so disconnected.
It does.
Like, there's no... But it's the first phase of a new story.
And like, Josh said that, too. He was like, you don't know the tie that's coming.
When they did Phase 1, they didn't know they were going to Endgame. That's not where they were headed. They had no plans for that.
But now they know that they can do that.
Yeah, but... Do they know? I mean, Kevin Feige has said that it will start becoming clearer what the thread is, which is fine, but it still took 10 years to get to Endgame. Yeah.
And I said it earlier in the podcast, trust in Feige, trust in Favreau, trust in all of them. But these last two have been like the director's movie and not a Marvel movie.
I don't see. Here's the thing. It's like, we know that they're all going to connect in the end.
Right.
I don't feel like we have to sacrifice the standalone in order to do that. They can stand alone and still connect. Because you have, I mean, okay, what connects the first, like, phase one? Yeah, we have, like, okay, what? We have Nick Fury show up. Cool. That's one. But we've had multiple things that have connected these projects to each, maybe not to all the projects together like Nick Fury did for the Avengers, but we have had things that have connected these. Like, clearly we can see how WandaVision connected to Multiverse of Madness, right? We have Valentina, which connects Black Widow, which connects Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It connects us to Hawkeye with Yelena. So we've got Valentina. That's another thread that they can pull on.
Yeah.
There's...
But that's all in shows.
I know, but
well, except for Multiverse and WandaVision. I'm annoyed because you've got all of these movies that have shown, or all of these TV shows that have given us the multiverse, and we've yet to see what comes of that. You know, and we thought we were going to see it in the Multiverse of Madness, and we did not.
I know, but it's still, we have to remember that this is all within like a 2-year span so far. And again, Endgame took us 10 years to get there. And so, and phase one starts off by introducing each of these characters. Phase four is starting off introducing us to these characters. Like, yes, we knew Wanda. Yes, we knew Bucky and Sam. But we are digging deeper into these characters that we were introduced to in the Infinity Saga. But now we're getting to know them more because they're going to be more prominent characters in this next saga. And so it's going to take time to develop that. And maybe sometimes it's not going to feel connected. I mean, you watch Captain America, the first Avenger, and you see Steve's story. You see Steve's origin story. Does Steve's origin story specifically connect to Endgame? No, it's Steve's standalone. Yes, at the end, we do bring it back together. Kind of, because you have Nick Fury assembling the Avengers, but that still doesn't get you to, okay. And in addition to that, like, when they showed, like, the Infinity Stones, like, the Tesseract in the first Avenger, they didn't have plans to make that into an Infinity Stone. That just kind of developed as they were developing the saga. And so I feel like everybody's so, like, on this Endgame high, this Infinity War Endgame storyline, the saga, that that they forget, like, it took us a really, really long time to get there. And we have a long time to go.
Also, I'm leaving the Infinity War Endgame high, but also I need another Marvel movie to make me feel the way that No Way Home did. Because in No Way Home, I was up screaming. I was, you know, I left just like, that was amazing. And I have not felt that way since.
I feel like that's because of what No Way Home was, though. No Way Home was a celebration of 3 decades of this one character.
And it does not help that I'm a Spider-Man girl.
Right. No Way Home is a very, I feel like No Way Home is a very different experience than everything else we've gotten in Phase 4 because of what it was. Because it was more geared towards celebrating this character as Spider-Man. Because it was more about letting the fans really enjoy their, you know, this experience. It was more for the theater experience rather than the story, if that makes sense. Like, going into that theater, it's electric. It's buzzing. You know, like, something's going to happen, and you're going to be up, and you're going to be, like, losing it. Like, that's what Spider-Man No Way Home is. I don't think anything else has promised us that.
Yeah.
The movie coming out.
I enjoyed Thor a lot more than I enjoyed Multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I feel like
we went over why we didn't love
Multiverse of Madness went through so many changes in production during production that it just fell off, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed Multiverse, but I'm very biased. We know this.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed Multiverse quite a bit, but I am incredibly biased and I acknowledge that. But it does. It suffers from the fact that it went through, like, I think Benedict Cumberbatch has said, the only thing about that movie that didn't change was the title. You know? Yeah. So, clearly, a lot of things went through during production that they probably just... And another thing that I saw recently is that when you think about the majority of Phase 4 so far, everything has been shot pretty much concurrently. Like, at what other time have they had this many projects where they've shot them all around the same time frame and not, like, they finish something, they move on to something else, and then they can also integrate previous projects? You know, they don't have that time. We've gotten so much content because of the pandemic. Everything has been so just squished together.
Yeah.
So we're not getting that same, like, buildup that we got before. So I think just patience, my friends.
I know.
Trust the process. Phase 4 is just it's a rebuilding. That's what it is. It's a rebuilding because you ended the MCU as we knew it in Endgame. Now we're rebuilding it to something new. That's something that will hopefully build up to the same.
You said something about Multiverse, about being biased, and it made me think about something that pisses me off, and I hadn't thought about this before. In this timeline that Thor is in, Loki is dead, right?
Right.
Even though we know that, you know, we have a variant, we have another in the multiverse, we have Loki, and he's alive and well, thank God. In Thor's timeline, Loki literally dies, saving Thor and the world, right?
Yes. Yes.
Can we agree, like, even people who don't love Loki, his intention at his death
was Thor.
I'm trying to save everyone. Why the fuck was he not in Valhalla?
Because he's not dead. Or maybe he is and we just don't see him.
He better, if he is dead in that timeline, and he had better been fucking taking a nap in Valhalla because you cannot tell me he doesn't deserve it.
We've seen it. We've seen Jane meet Thor. I mean, not Thor. Jane meet Loki. We saw what she did to Loki when she first meets him. She probably he probably shouldn't be the one to greet her at Valhalla.
True.
You know?
We couldn't have had somebody standing off on the mountainside.
With little horns? Yes. Oh, you mean you didn't see him? He was just over there, Mandy.
And the question mark on Thor's back tattoo, where he's like, Loki, is he
that little, that scroll that scroll with the list of the dead, his mom, his dad, Loki, question mark, Nat, and Tony. Somebody, I saw, I forget who on TikTok, but somebody pointed out that it doesn't have Steve, which means that he might not know that Steve is dead.
Probably doesn't.
Which
he wasn't there. He was in.
He wasn't. He was off doing. He was with the Guardians.
And do we ever actually see him die?
Steve die? No. We assume that he dies.
I mean, we assume. Yeah, he's going to. But he may not. He may not have died yet.
So in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it's implied that Steve is dead because Sam has the shield, like during that whole Smithsonian thing. Sam is like, Steve's gone now. So do people think Steve's dead? I mean, obviously some people think he's on the moon, which, you know, whatever. But do people probably don't know that Steve came back as an old man.
Right.
And so they don't know he's an old man. So they either assume he's dead.
He's
on the moon.
Well, because like, he hands over the shield.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that he immediately, 5 seconds later, kills over on the ground.
Right, right.
He could be, you know, he could still be alive for 2 or 3 years because
He could like still be just living his life.
Yeah, he wasn't like a hunched over, you know, wheezing, I'm, you know, got a walker. He still seemed to be in decent health.
Right. And I think, I just think that people probably assume because they haven't seen Steve in a while, and because they see a new Captain America.
But Thor wouldn't be one of those people. Thor would be told if Steve was dead.
But would he, though?
I mean, they worked together for...
Yeah, but he also didn't know, like... I mean, okay, Bruce we don't count because Bruce was the Hulk during that time, but he didn't know that they had a falling out. Like, did they have any way of communicating with him? I mean, he was with the Guardians. He was going and off and doing things. So, I mean, because Natasha's the one who kept them all in contact during the 5 years. Natasha's gone. And so
either he does, either he does not know Steve is dead or Steve is not dead.
Right.
Yet.
Right, because he's an old man. Who knows? Do super soldiers die of old age? Who knows? We don't.
Good question, too.
Truly, do super soldiers die of old age? They might not. Because, But in that same vein, like, do super soldiers age? Clearly they do. So they must
die. I would have thought that it would have been way more slowly, but apparently not.
Well, yeah, because even then, because Steve froze, he was in what, like his late 20s, early 30s when he went into the ice. He comes back, it's only been, you know, like 10, 20 years. So he would not be that old when he goes back in time yet again. And then he lives, what, like 50 more? I don't know.
That's
this is too
math
much math.
For me.
This is too much
mathy.
Math. That's very mathy.
Speaking we covered of all of my notes, so.
I feel like there was something I was going to do that involved math that I now cannot remember. I was going to talk to you about something mathy, and I knew that you would be very confused by it.
Why would you ever want to do that?
I can't remember. There was something math related. I did not write it down, so I don't remember what it is, but it's fine, because apparently it wasn't that important, or else I would have remembered it.
I like, and I know we've talked about this before from the previews, but I like how they did not just make Thor have the perfect body in the blink of an eye. Like, it showed him working for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice, because that gives unrealistic expectations.
When you see somebody who's a literal god having to work out to get back in shape, it makes it easier for us human people. To like be like, okay, no, it requires hard work. And
I thought that there would be more Guardians, which I don't know why.
I didn't expect
thought they'd be there a little bit longer.
I didn't really expect there to be too much Guardians, because it's not I feel like that's too much. There's too many of them for them to have been there for too long in a Thor movie.
How about Stormbreaker being so jealous?
Oh my god, that was so funny. I thought that was so funny. I also really liked, and I think it was Theories by T who pointed this out, I liked the fact that Mjolnir didn't come when Thor called, not because he wasn't worthy, but because he was following his directions. Mm-hmm. He told Mjolnir to take care of Jane, and he was like, you've got Stormbreaker, you're okay, I need to do my job. And I thought, even though that was the reason why she was dying.
Yeah.
Sad face.
Yeah, that needed a trigger warning.
Yeah. And I'm mad. I'm really mad because there are people obviously saying that there should have been a trigger warning for the cancer storyline, which, yes, I believe that there should be. But there are also other people who are like, stop being so sensitive. Like, no, you don't.
I was sitting with three people who just, I mean, and myself, but who just 2 years ago lost someone very graphically and very, not very graphically, but like, very quickly, very suddenly, very, very right in front of you. Awful. Right. So I was sitting there through most of the movie thinking, oh my God, am I going to need, you know, are we going to need some help after this movie?
We need to go to therapy right now.
Right.
Kind of thing. Yeah. I definitely, absolutely 100% needs a trigger warning. And here's the thing. People are like, you shouldn't spoil a whole storyline just because some people might be,
no,
this is not a, first of all, you don't get to dictate what people are triggered by.
What's upsetting to someone, right.
Because you're not the ones who are going through it. But second of all, if you know anything, if you've been anywhere where there has been Marvel content, people have been consistently talking about Thor or Jane's cancer from the comic books being the reason why she gets Mjolnir. So,
and also, you're fortunate that you don't have something triggering. That you don't have a trigger, apparently.
Yeah. It's just, come on. Come on, people. Like, just care about your fellow human being.
Right.
That's all we're fucking asking.
Yep.
And I wish that Marvel would come out with some sort of statement, like, about it, so that I can at least feel a little bit better. Like, I feel like if they have seen the controversy, quote unquote, about this trigger warning stuff, that they should at least be like, we're sorry, we didn't mean to, we will be more conscious of it moving forward, or something. Like, I feel like Marvel wouldn't be like, well,
sucks to be you guys.
Sucks to be you. No, like, I feel like Marvel would take that into consideration.
Right, agreed.
Like, it's one thing when you have all this graphic, like, fighting and violence and stuff, like, you know that that's superhero shit. But something like cancer is very human.
Yeah, and something that so many people deal with that could very, very, very easily be triggering.
Exactly. So, anything. But yeah, I was very mad about people who were just like, you're too sensitive. Like, no, people you're suck. Just
No, you're
asshole.
Lucky. No, you're just a lucky asshole.
You're just
all.
An asshole is what you are. That's all I have to say to you. That was part of the thing that I wanted to talk about for my freestyle, actually, that I had planned that I forgot we were just not going to do a freestyle.
Yeah.
was the whole quote-unquote, like, controversy of how Phase 4 is feeling disconnected. I was like, I need to talk about this because it's making me so angry that people are just like, it's so bad. I'm just like,
I didn't think the movie was bad. I just want, them to go into the fucking multiverse. It's been long enough.
I don't think so.
Deal with the multiverse.
I don't think it has. I don't think it has been long enough because we didn't start really connecting things until later. It's still the first phase of a new saga.
Yeah, movies wise, but Loki, everything fractures, and then you've got Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you've got Hawkeye, you've got Multiverse of Madness, which doesn't actually do anything with the multiverse, and now Thor, Love and Thunder, and still nothing.
But not also, all of these things are in timeline happening very close together.
Yeah.
So it's not like, okay, so
listen, what happens if I...
what happens if we die before, you know, because of their timeline, before we get to know? That's all I'm saying. I don't want to be 80 years old waiting for them to tell me what Loki and Sylvie did. Yeah.
That's you think it's going to take 50 years for them to tell us about the multiverse?
I mean, it may take 10.
We're not going to die in the next 10 years, Mandy. Damn it.
I got it right now.
But I just patience, young grasshoppers.
I'm not a patient person. You know this.
I'm normally not either, but I have faith. I believe in the process. I believe in Feige we trust. I believe that there is a plan, and I believe that it will become clearer moving forward. Speaking of things that connect, that Supermax damage control prison that we see the clandestines getting brought through in Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Same as an image from She-Hulk. So see, more connections. More connections. You have Agent Cleary, who was in No Way Home, another connection. They're little connections that are bringing us closer. We're going to get there.
We're going to get there. I just want it to be now.
We're going to get there. It also, another thing is that there's so many more projects in Phase 4 than there were in Phase 1.
Yeah.
So we are being a little bit spoiled.
And obviously, hello.
Because there's so much more, we think that it is moving so much faster. But it's not! They're all happening very close together.
Listen, this is coming from someone who won't watch Stranger Things because she doesn't like to wait for after the cliffhanger.
Listen,
I've got a cliffhanger. All of these cliffhangers.
There's an end in sight to that one. I just have to wait a couple years. There's a clear end in sight to that one. Why start that now when I know for a fact that I will be able to do it all in like a year's time and it'll be fine. I won't have to deal with anything.
Sounds like you got at least 2 years. Yeah.
It's 24. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm going to make a shirt. In Feige, we trust. With his little ball cap.
Do you have more notes? Do you have anything else written down?
No, I don't have anything else written down. That's everything I had written down.
In Feige, we trust. That's the takeaway.
This is the takeaway.
I enjoyed it. I did not like it. I want more.
Yeah.
I want more.
It's coming.
I want something, like I said, I want something to make me feel like No Way Home did.
Yeah. But again, No Way Home was like a year of people anticipating it and talking about it.
And Josh said all the same things you did. He's like, you're being crazy.
I mean, Josh is a smart man. He married you, so first of all.
Hey.
but you know, it just, in Feige we trust.
In Feige we trust. We love you.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Bye.